Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of April, recording at 6:08 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, an earlier recording than usual, but I have another function this evening. But first, a quick look at the highlights on this interesting day. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit easier. An exception here was the Hang Seng, which showed some good gains. But I should say that they were mixed to a little bit easier. We did have another new all-time high by the Philippines for the second day in a row. And Thailand is very close to a new all-time high in its own right. So the ASEAN sector remains quite firm. In European markets, they're mixed in here today. The UK's up, Germany's up a little bit, Netherlands up a little bit, the others a little bit easier. In the Americas, again, it's a quiet day here, a little bit mixed. The S&P's up 2.88 points, or less than a quarter of a percent as I speak. Ditto the NASDAQ and Apple after that huge short covering burst yesterday is down a little bit today, sort of $5 when I last looked. And long-dated government bond prices a little bit firmer, but range bound. JGB is stronger than I would like, though, but still up within overall top areas. precious metals had a better day in here. Now, the dollar was a little easier, but it's still very much in a tight range, so I don't think that's the factor. But we had some strength against, or some weakness of the dollar. The yen is stronger. They may not like that in Japan overnight. We have the euro, the US dollar's dropped to 80.8. against the yen. Sterling, despite all the problems, sterling is in Europe certainly a little bit firmer, 1.3234. And did I say sterling? That was the euro. The euro, 1.3234. And sterling up to 161.89. So the dollar a little bit easier today. Now, precious metals have had a good innings here so far today. Gold is up 15 at over 1658. Silver's up 83 cents here right now to 3126. Palladium up 16. Platinum, which has been quite weak over the last few weeks. Platinum 1571, that's up nearly $24 today. Industrial metals, a good deal stronger. Okay, grains and beans, soft commodities, mixed. Oil, a little bit firmer, but not much. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we're still very much in this overall consolidation phase for stock markets. Now, the performance within this is quite varied, and that's good news in most respects, because it shows that we're not in this sort of total mania of either risk on or risk off. We are getting ranging consolidation in, for instance, the U.S. Indices, which haven't given up all that much ground and have steadied in the last few days. The European markets have been much weaker, as should not surprise anyone. And we have had the ASEAN sector, as I mentioned earlier on, remaining very steady near their highs, and China, which had so underperformed in earlier months, is having a quite a good month, although it was down just a fraction here today. But as I mentioned, the Hang Seng up. Now, I've been saying in each one of these audios that I think we're going to get more of the same, more ranging activity overall. That will include, for the good shares, mean reversion towards the rising MAs and perhaps a little bit below them. And we need to monitor the fear indicators, such as those European bond spreads that you can find in the library. The European Bank Index, it's given up a little too much of yesterday's gains. I feel so it's still very much down near that overall low, which is not a good situation. And we so say we're likely to see this continue for a while, not least as Apple is clearly still in an overall consolidation phase, but at least yesterday's big move to the upside increased the possibility that it will see more sideways ranging in its mean reversion rather than a sharp decline. But it's still early days in that mean reversion process so far. Now, one of the sectors that's firming in here is the are the miners. And they have way underperformed, performing very much as cyclicals. Over the last decade or more, they have often performed as growth shares and as treasure troves of real assets in terms of the major miners. And more recently, though, with the softening in the global economy, they've performed more as cyclicals, which is, I suppose, understandable. But what we have is a with China starting to show relative strength, with talk of additional easing from China, this is helping to firm up the sector, not surprisingly. I didn't mention it in my review, but for instance, copper, still range bound, but it's back up to 377. And I saw briefly on Bloomberg, I'll try to find the item tomorrow, I saw a reference to the fact that China has closed a number of smaller metal refining outlets. Now, those would be mostly independent, and they are notoriously high polluters. This is a big issue, a big social issue in China, and as it should be. So it looks like the government is cracking down on more of those polluters, and that means, though, that China would actually be importing somewhat more of its metals as a consequence of that. Now, China may feel that prices are sufficiently depressed that they're quite happy to do that. And but it is, as I say, it is interesting. And I do feel that a China recovery by China's stock market would boost the sector generally, if only because it dispelled what have been those lingering fears of a hard landing, which is something that Fuller Money has never agreed with. Now, my lead item, excuse me, take the headset off and have a little cough. Okay, my lead item talks about the fact that Apple's fabulous results that were reported yesterday, or that hit the market yesterday, they were reported after the close the day before, that of their revenue, that 20% of that came from China. Now, that's a staggeringly high figure, and that should further dispel any concerns over a hard landing in China. What it certainly indicates to me is that this economy is alive and well, albeit growing at a somewhat slower rate. And it, of course, it did also experience the setback in property prices, which the government was determined to engineer and has succeeded. But the bottom line here is it just indicates the size of China's growing middle class, and it's going to continue to grow rapidly, and it shows how much potential these successful how much potential these successful autonomies have, such as Apple, and any big autonomy that finds that it captures the imagination of the Chinese consumer is doing exceptionally well. Now, there's a range from luxury goods manufacturers, BMWs, restaurants that gain favor, such as McDonald's, interestingly. And last but obviously not least, Apple. Okay, looking around elsewhere, so I say those industrial metals are firmer in here today. The precious metals are firmer as well. I went back into silver here this afternoon. I was able to buy it back a little lower than I came out last week because I'm hoping it's going to see a downside failure and gold strength. And I'm hoping that it's going to continue to encounter support near that $30 level. That's not unreasonable if it is. It's not an unreasonable prospect if it's in an overall support building phase. And as gold appears to be, sort of with most of the activity centered on this 1650 level, but I maintain that this is still a lengthy medium-term corrective phase for gold, which really, following other accelerations, as I've so often said, we've seen these corrective phases last for up to 18 months. But my hunch is that we're moving close to, or may already be in, the second half of that process. In which case we could expect to see in coming months a gradual progression of higher reaction lows for bullion and probably silver. And prior to what I think will be a resumption of the bull market to circa 2013, possibly even a little sooner. But the charts will show us. But in the meantime, I think we will see some ranging. But these metals are more ranging, plenty more ranging. But these metals are worth accumulating on some of their dips within that process. Now, again, Europe will remain a concern generally for investors. There's nothing new in that, but it has the additional twist over the next couple of weeks of these elections. We've got the second French election, which is almost certainly going to bring in a new socialist government replacing Nicolas Sarkozy. We will just have to see another election in the Netherlands as that coalition government fell following some objections to the austerity measures that were being talked about. And we'll have a Greek election, though we can't forget Greece just yet. So these are going to keep the markets somewhat nervy, but I don't see any great debacles. That's the important point. And they're good valuations in here. And as some of these big international companies, the autonomies, as they pull back towards their 200-day moving averages, I think those are buying opportunities. So, Owen's back tomorrow, which would be good news for all of us. Meanwhile, all the best.